This is Joseph Thompson, and you're listening to Chosen for More. What's up, guys? Welcome back. I just firstly want to say thanks for the reviews and support. It's so cool when God gives you an idea and you put all this work and time into making it happen. Insecurity can settle in, fear can settle in, all those thoughts about, you know, what if no one likes what I do? What if no one supports it? But I think if God gives you an idea, it's our response to try to make it happen, you know, to try to do what he called us to do. And it might not make sense, but we have to start somewhere. And I believe that if we start, that God will finish it, that he'll give us the answers that we need, and that if he called us to do it, he'll make a way. And I'm so overwhelmed by how many people believe in what this could be. Today, I'm going to be talking about being chosen. This is the message of what Chosen for More is centered around. I want all my listeners to transform the world around them, and I believe that every person was created to do something original and effective in the earth. 1 Peter 2:9 says, "For you are a chosen people. You are a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." You were chosen to show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into the light. You were chosen. God handpicked you to show others his goodness. And show is a verb or an action word. Show means to prove, which I would define as influence. Like, God has chosen you to influence. And we are chosen to influence people no matter who you are, no matter where you're at. You were chosen. So many times in our lives, I feel like we neglect the idea that we were chosen and walk out our lives as the influenced instead of the influencers. We live a life less than what we were called to. We are influenced by culture, by media, by our families, friends. We choose to be influenced. And what I've seen and experienced from life is it's so much easier to accept where you are in life or blame your environment than it is to take responsibility for your actions. We can have a victim mentality about so many things. And I'm not trying to belittle your circumstances. Many of you have been through some rough things that I can't even begin to imagine. But it's time to change the story. It's time to take your life back. And God is a healer. He's a restorer. Nothing is too big or too small for God. You are exactly who he died for. He knows you're imperfect. That's fine. You're worth every second of life that he gives. But before we start this process, we need to get into a place where, you know, we just lay it all down before God and say, you know, like, I'm sorry for not living the way that you want me to live. Like, God, I want to move into that place. I want to move in a new place with you. And I think the first thing that we have to do to move towards this direction is to take inventory. This is something I do often to make sure that I haven't wandered off course, to recenter myself around what I believe God has called me to do. And these things are just some of the questions that I ask myself. And I also asked a few people for input about these. So, yeah, they're a part of this. But where am I at in life right now? Am I growing or am I stagnant? Is there anything I need to do to move past this place if I'm stuck? Is there some sort of help that I can get? How do I feel? Are these feelings accurate? Feelings can lie. How are my relationships? Do I have realistic expectations for myself? What is the purpose of this season? Do I know my purpose? If you want to move forward, you have to admit that there's a problem. You have to surrender or lay down the thoughts and attitude towards things that are holding you back. This is the transformation process. You have to start to remove things holding you back from what you're called to do. Second, I would say, get help. Genesis 2:18 says, "It's not good for man to be alone." Even in the beginning, when God created humans, he thought it was important for us to have someone. we see throughout the Bible the power of community and mentorship, the relationship between Jesus and his disciples. Joshua had Moses, Timothy had Paul. We need a second opinion, people who are going to be honest and give us guidance and correction. If we want to grow and be all that God has called us to be, we need people who are willing to do the hard work and process with us. One thing about the first point is sometimes we don't know where to begin or how to even start healthy processing things that we go through. Our feelings a lot of times can lie to us, and so having someone who's steady can level the playing field. Is there some type of counseling that I can get? Are there some type of resources I can get my hands on? Personally, in my life, I have a mentor, and it's helped me just grow and just be a better person. I remember when I was in a place where I had no community, where I had no one to really talk to and to vent to and to get things off my chest. And I think when I got to a place where I made the decision that I was going to start growing, I had to get over my feelings about sharing, you know, things that I had been through. And the third point would be set goals and boundaries. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no revelation or no vision, people cast off restraint. Goals are really a great way to keep track of progress and keep you constantly taking inventory, and boundaries will keep you on track with your goals. Maybe you have habits you want to change or unhealthy relationships that you kind of held on to. That's where boundaries come in. And it's okay if you fail. Like, don't expect yourself to be perfect. You may mess up a few times, but eventually you will break the cycle. And I remember when I wanted to read the Bible every day, I prayed about it. It just wasn't happening, but I had to keep getting on the horse. And, you know, I just kind of had to keep reading. And this year I wasn't, you know, completely perfect. Like, I didn't read the Bible every day, but I did about 300 days in the Bible app, which was like, yes, like that's success, for me at least. But I also struggled with a really bad pornography addiction, and I wanted to stop, but I didn't put things in place that would keep me from falling into the same things again. When I got healed of that, I had a choice. I was either going to set boundaries, like blocking sites or keywords, or I was going to just fall into the same thing like I always did. There's this verse in the Bible that says, if your hand makes you sin, then cut it off. You have to be willing to make the hard decisions in order to grow into what God has called you to be. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. God's best is waiting for you." And I wonder what would happen if we as people grasp the weight of this. What lives could be changed? What people are tied to our purpose and who God has called us to be? You know, I believe that God has called us as a generation to really just dive in to these principles and to see the world changed around us, really. And so just a quick overview of, you know, what we just talked about. You know, number one, we're going to take inventory and ask ourselves the hard questions. Number two, we're going to get help. We're going to seek mentorship. We're going to seek counseling. You know, we're going to get our hands on maybe some books or some resources that can help us. And number three, we're going to set goals and we're going to set boundaries, because we believe that God has called us to do amazing things. And in order to do those things, we have to set ourselves up for success. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this podcast, make sure to subscribe. I'll catch you next time on Chosen for More.